What's up again? Welcome to the BC Papas podcast. I'm John and I'm with...
I'm Jojo. Hi guys. What's going on?
Good to be back with you guys, just hanging out. Again, when we say you guys, we don't know if anyone's even listening, but...
Or friends, probably.
It's fun for us to do. Just got through with a class, kids jiu-jitsu class, and... How was class today, Jojo?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty, what do you call this? Every time we do a class, it's like an experience. So it's like a different day, different, like you can, it's not really, what do you call this? It's not really like, boring because every time you come here, come there, it's like every day is different. So yeah. some days are really, really fun. Some days are like a little bit challenging, but it's all good, man.
Yeah, it's funny when you're coaching kids, you know, it really is every day is different because kids are different every day. You know, they might be having a good day, they might be having a hard day, they might be tired, yeah. They might have a lot of energy,
you know? Like exams in school or something like that. So you kind of, well, it's a good, like, I guess, experience for us. Especially like watching kids, how their demeanor, how they're like acting that day. And then we just kind of be a little bit flexible in how we coach, how we teach the class. So, but it's a lot of fun. So it's never boring.
So when you teach a class, or at least with your experience with coaching jiu-jitsu students, do you feel like you treat the kids that come to class like differently or the same as you treat your own kids?
Oh man, it's the same, and at the same time it's a little bit different because like when you're coaching kids as opposed to coaching your own kid, it's a little hard because you have like we said a little bit like from last time, you have a little bit of a higher expectation or like you expect a lot more from your kids or your own kids. But like but for me it's like I always treat my the students that I want to share what I know to them. So it's like I want to give all like that I do all the best of my abilities or like just try to share. But like in like from coaching your own kid to like some other not your kids, but it's like I said, it's like a little bit different.
Yeah for sure. I think that you want like you said, to give them everything you have and you want them to succeed.
Yeah,
you know, but sometimes for sure, I feel like I put way more expectation on my own kids.
Yeah.
And, like, I have less room for error or something like that.
You get mad easily.
If I think, I get more frustrated or mad easily. Like, if I see my sons, they're playing a basketball game and they're not doing something correctly that we've worked on and talked about, you know, I let them know, you know. But like when I see another kid like do something, I just think, oh man, he's just a kid, you know, like I don't put
you kind of like have a what do you call this, you kind of like set your standards a little bit higher if it's your kid, like.
Yeah, and I don't know, I mean, is that good or bad?
For me, I think it's like not so much as a bad thing. I think it's just natural because you kind of like reflect your own self towards your own kid. So it's like it's kind of like mirroring your own, I don't know, like insecurities or whatever. So it's like you just want them to succeed more. So it's like, it's not that bad, but just you don't want to be the like the overbearing coach or something. It's like, but it's some like if you like watch like high level athletes that were coached by their dads or boxers or mm-hmm. there's so many successful athletes that are coached by their dad or like their mom or whatever, but like it works for them, but not it's not the like what should I say, it's not the perfect recipe for like
being, right.
Yeah, so but it works for them, it doesn't work for everybody, so but there's a certain like I guess it's boils down to the kid. If he responds to like a super intense training, like expectation from his dad or whatever, his coach, it's a good thing for him, but it doesn't work for some other kid that you kind of like bring him along or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think that having high expectations in general or having expectations in general are bad. I think it's actually good.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, well, my experience with coaching, especially in basketball and, you know, being at games and things like that, is that, you know, you do get some parents who are really trying to, like, live through their kid.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's too much. Yeah,
yeah, that can be a problem.
Mm.
And then I think too that it also depends probably on your relationship with your kid.
Yeah.
You know, like first and foremost, I always want my kids to see me as their dad.
Yeah.
You know, and if they believe that like their dad has some kind of knowledge that can help them, you know, that I'm there to help them. But I don't want them to see me primarily as a coach. I want them to see me as their father, you know. And but I have a friend whose son plays professional baseball, and he was saying that, you know, I'm just starting this. You know, his son's already a pro. I'm just starting, you know, coaching my kids, my own kids in sports. And he was saying that, my friend was saying that, you know, he coached his son for a while. And then when he got to college, you know, he still helps him, but not as much with the technical stuff.
Just encouraging.
Yes, encouraging him, and but less technical things because it's a higher level.
Yeah.
But he said, at the same time, you're... as a dad or a parent, there's only things that you will say to your kid.
Yeah,
that like another coach who's not doesn't have the same love for them
or relationship
or knows them will say.
Yeah,
you know. So I find myself now when I you know talk to my oldest son Judah like after a game, you know, I try to let him know that like, hey, you know what, I'm telling you this because, you know, I know about the game you're playing, but I am, your coach isn't going to tell you this. He's got to think of 12 other kids.
Yeah.
He's got to think of, you know, the bigger picture. And, you know, I can tell you exactly like, hey, look, this is what I see you doing every time you go down there, and this is what you have to change. And because I care,
yeah,
you know. And so especially like if your kid is not like the star player,
yeah,
you know, sometimes like, you know, I've been there, like coaches, when it comes to certain things, you know, hey, if you don't do it what they tell you, they're not going to keep wasting time telling you.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't get it, you know, they got to,
yeah, especially know. Especially if it's like, it's going to be like, obviously, little kids and stuff, it's all right. But as you go on, like the higher the level you go on, the more they're going to be expecting more. So if you're slacking off a little bit, they're not going to waste, like you said, they're not going to waste their time. Like, especially if in the like college level or something like that. So they kind of like, it increases a little bit. So, but like, what do you think is the, like a good mix, let's say, like how do you coach a specific, coaching a specific way for different kids, because some kids are like self-motivated, some kids are just going in there just to have fun, some kids are like super lazy that you're gonna kind of like help them along or something like that. So what's your take on that?
For us, let's say take it in context of what we're doing as BC Marshall and our kids' jiu-jitsu program.
Also with basketball, so it's kind of the same.
Well, yeah. I mean, my context for teaching the kids in BC Marshall is actually very different than the context of like coaching an all-star camp.
Yeah,
you know, in basketball. So
higher
level. You know, there's with the kids that we have in jiu-jitsu, you know, our goal really is to be a positive influence in there. I mean, your goal is always to be a positive influence. But in the context of jiu-jitsu, to help them become like physically confident, to create an environment where like, you know, they can have fun, make mistakes, but also if they stay consistent, become more confident physically in their bodies, but then also for standing up for themselves, you know, defending themselves or their family, you know, or things like that. So really, I mean, mental confidence, you know. So whereas when, you know, you're coaching in like the N2L Warrior Camp that we do for basketball, you know, it's an all-star camp.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've been selected and invited.
You and just can't join.
Yeah, you can't. You don't just sign up and pay to go. I mean, you're actually sponsored to go. Yeah. You come there because you've already proven that you have skills and desire and passion. And then our actual goal in that is to see who rises to the top.
Yeah.
So you're really trying to put a little bit of pressure and
kind of filter a little bit. Yeah.
Right. So. But when, so I do believe that when you're in the context of like our jiu-jitsu class, where it's not really a competition-focused class, it's really, you do have to like, okay, does this guy, how does this guy learn?
Yeah.
What makes him happy and comfortable? You know, what kind of encouragement? Kids need different levels of encouragement, right?
So it's kind
of
like personalized a little bit. Yeah.
You know, you don't change your curriculum necessarily, but how you express it and encourage. Because our goal is always to encourage, right?
Yeah.
So, but one other thing will encourage one child and another, let's say a more challenging type of encouragement will encourage another child. Or when he first starts, a certain type of encouragement helps. But when they've been there for a while, you know,
then it's different. Yeah.
Yes, you call them to a higher standard.
Also, it's like a trial and error sometimes because you kind of like, let's see how he responds to this kind of thing. So when I try to push him a little bit, does he respond like positively, or he's kind of like folding a little bit, so he kind of back off? So it's a little bit of a, it's good that we have established a little bit of relationship with the kids before we kind of like, oh, this kid is we can push him a little bit. We can make him work a little bit. Some other kids are like, we have to like, don't go too far, or else they will kind of be discouraged or lose interest right away. So it's good that we kind of be kind of like get to know them a little bit. The more they come to class, the better we are at coaching them. So because we know their personalities, their different moods.
I would say that in all coaching, what I've experienced and what has been shared with me by like people better than me has been that it's always about relationships.
Yeah.
You know, you can win without relationships, but if you have relationships, ultimately consistency in the long run, you're going to win too.
Yeah.
You know, but so what I've seen is that you know, in, for instance, in the children's jiu-jitsu class, we build relationship, we build trust,
yeah.
but with not only just with the kids, but with the parents,
yeah.
right?
Because yeah.
really, we're serving the parents. We're trying to yeah. be another positive voice in the kids' life that hopefully our value of, you know, discipline, hard work, and challenging yourself, hopefully those things line up with what the parents
yeah.
want to teach them too, you know?
So that's kind of, it's kind of like a cool, at a mix, because like most of the kids that go to the class, their parents are like some of the parents are like, we kind of like hang out together, go out, get to know them more, so it's like we know a little bit more about their values, and then it's like now we have the same value that we want to instill to their kids.
Right.
So it's good to get to know the parents.
Right.
So I think it's one of the key for me, so to make it easier for us to...
You find out what's important to them,
yeah.
you know, and then, of course, for the ones where you become close to and have community with, like, you find out you have similar values,
yeah.
you know. And I think everybody, I would hope, and I believe that every parent wants the best for their kid, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that that's the cool thing about... when you're coaching, we're dads too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like how I want the best for my kid, like how I want my kid to be like physically confident, stand up for himself.
Yeah.
I want every kid who
yeah,
walks
you're
through
right.
there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, man, I want to see that guy confident, standing
yeah.
up for others, standing up for himself, you know, not afraid to be like kind, you know, and things like that. So I think that is when you don't have the context of being a parent.
Yeah, it's a little.
You got to hope that you find it as a coach some other way to
relate.
Yeah, relate
yeah, yeah.
and care for them. And a lot of times, like when I wasn't a parent, like the main thing was like wins.
Yeah, it's competition.
Yeah,
so
like
I think
we won.
Yeah,
you know?
I think this is an avenue for that. Also, if you're a coach that you're not a parent, but you're coaching, it's more likely that you're going to be, you tie in your you're investing your thing just to win. So
right.
But it's not that bad. It's not
no,
bad.
It's not a bad thing.
But I mean, it's like that's your
measuring stick.
Yeah, that's your
yeah.
thing. So, but for us, because we're parents, so it's a little bit different. But it's ultimately we want the best for our students, right?
Yeah, and I think that you're. I mean, I don't know. I could be dead wrong on this, but like when I, you know, I started my coaching experience in doing basketball, and you know, there's kids who like can't play basketball.
Yeah.
Like one, they're not into it; it's not their thing, or like
the ones who are forced
like you just,
to do
I mean,
basketball.
Yeah, you know, like and you can't. I mean,
yeah.
it's not going to be for them.
Yeah.
And yes, martial arts may not be for some, but like the cool thing about jiu-jitsu, it's not something that you have to be like
super athlete.
Yeah, super athlete, super coordinated.
Yeah.
I mean, you're grabbing each other.
Yeah.
I mean, every kid kind of can understand that,
yeah.
like either wanting to grab someone or not wanting to be grabbed.
Yeah.
You know, which is basically what we're doing,
yeah.
you know? And so I guess I really believe that with something like jiu-jitsu, if you just stay consistent, you're going to become good and competent.
Yeah.
Whereas I like basketball, I'm like,
yeah, you have to have like a coordinated.
There's so many other factors
yeah.
you know, into it. Not to say you can't have fun doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, I mean, like I said, I could be dead wrong, and you know, I'm sure there's like there's PE basketball.
That's different.
Right? Because
yeah.
everybody, you're just trying to help them learn
yeah.
and have fun. And same thing, become physically confident.
Yeah.
But then there's coaching in the context of competition, or like a child or a kid or an adult even coming to you and saying, hey, listen, I want to improve my game.
Yeah.
I want to see gains. I want to get better. And what do I have to do that?
So it's just
you know?
Different. Yeah,
yeah that's a totally different
yeah.
thing where a kid here is coming in like, I'm here to have fun,
yeah.
and like I think this is cool.
Yeah.
And then you, over time, you know, they're gonna see like the benefits and the cool things about jiu-jitsu, yeah. You know? I mean, so how long now have you been doing jiu-jitsu?
9 years, man.
9 years.
It's like a long, long time. Like I never trained jiu-jitsu just like it. Like, I never got into my mind that, oh, I want to do this, then I will teach. And because it's like, I just did it for me at first. So, but, and then that's when we met, man. It's like 9 years ago before when you went there. So it's been a long, long time. And then I stopped a little bit, probably like 2 years in between. And then I came, and that's when I...
But you started 9 years ago.
Yeah.
And now you're a purple belt.
Yeah, I'm a purple belt.
So,
yeah.
Which, for those of you guys who, you know, don't know Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, so that's kind of like the halfway point in, like, the belt journey.
Yeah.
But, you know, they
we
always...
can talk about that next time, right?
Yeah.
I have some friends, or coach, maybe we're going to...
Yeah, I think we'll hopefully try to bring in our head coach to come in here and... you know, be interviewed, and we can talk about, like, you know, more specifically jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
You know, but you're halfway to your black belt, let's say.
Yeah.
Now, what, and you said you never thought that you might be coaching.
Yeah,
and
never.
Then coaching kids. Did you ever think you'd coach kids?
No, never. It never entered my mind. It's like, so we've been doing jiu-jitsu, like we kind of like this, we started the same. So, but I stopped for a while, and then I had a business. I have I had kids and stuff. So I didn't jiu-jitsu is it's not my priority. At the time. So I kind of like stop. I go in sometimes, and then I just once a week or something, or sometimes never. So, but in that 2 years I stopped. Then when I came back, I did a little bit, and then I saw you again, and then. We kind of, you got your blue belt, mm-hmm. I think, at that time. So, because the whole time we were training before, there's no belts, there's no nothing. So, it's just, our friend is just doing it, like, he's been teaching us, but there's no chance of, like, getting your belt and stuff. But anyway, when I saw you, and then you do the, you were telling me, oh, I teach the kids class over at old gym in Mandala. So you want to check it out? And then I went in, and then like, oh man, it's like, and then it's, hey, the rest is history, as you say. Yeah.
So we're like 2.5 years now with our own gym.
Yeah.
And you know, we,
but the whole kids program was like when you started it, like a year before.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so like three years and a half, right?
In the some kids. Of those
Early.
There's a lot that are still training to this day, you know, including my own children. But like, you know, I think it's great. Like, we get to see, you know, one of our students, Ben. He's a young man now.
Yeah,
he started when he was like my son's age, 10 years old, and now
he's 14.
Yeah, you know, and you know, he's competing or at least training with adults
already.
You know, and to see him like. Go through his challenges of like, I remember the first day he did an adult class.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
different when you go with a man and not, you know, a kid.
And then
know?
It's overwhelming. And, and we never, like, it's kind of like a trial by fire.
Mm-hmm.
Because we never babied him. You just go in there. This is your next class. You gotta go in the adult class. So when he went in there, he overwhelmed him, but he pushed through it.
Yeah.
You can see the character that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So
and that's so much fun to me
is
to see that, like, you know, someone go from a place of being uncomfortable to comfortable, but yet also like. Not being afraid of being uncomfortable, you know,
going another. There's another challenge in front of him, and then like obviously, if you're in that situation, obviously you're gonna get rattled or something. But like the good thing that he did is just he never gave up. He just went right back in. So a cool thing to see.
I think the other side of that too is that his parents were super supportive of that process.
Yeah.
Because they're like, no, it's fine if he has a hard time.
Yeah.
It's fine. He's supposed to be challenged. You know,
that's
a cool
thing also.
Yeah.
Right? They have the mindset of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, in my experience in coaching, especially in basketball in high school, it's not every parent wants their kid to be challenged.
I hear you, man. It's like a... That's the challenging part. It's like dealing with parents who are not like, I guess it's they have their own set of values, which is
I'm not
wrong.
Judging that. It's just
so, but it's difficult to kind of like relay your how do I say it?
Philosophy.
Kind of like it's hard for you to relate to them when you're not in the same page. So
yeah, for sure. And I think that you know, we have a chance to share what we believe about you know, the development of young people and children, and through jiu-jitsu and through sport. But also, I mean, I think it's valuable that we are parents, and so that we understand that the same desires for seeing their kid be safe, be happy, and fulfill their potential, we understand those same desires as parents ourselves, you know? And I'm definitely a different coach today now that I'm older and a parent. You know, I just last night, one of my former players, the first team that I coached as an assistant, messaged us
in the U.S.
in the U.S. You know, a young man who played freshman basketball and JV basketball for my partner Mike and I. So we had him for when he was 14 and 15. Years old, great kid, point guard, great player, little floor general, and he. But my partner Mike, he coached him, I think, for 3 years before that, sixth, seventh, and eighth grade. You know, he stuck with him all the way through to, you know, not. I don't think he did not coach him in varsity. But I think he was already graduated when Mike got that varsity job.
He messaged you 15 years later.
Yeah. And he,
or more, right? I'm not really
sure. 2004. Was that 13 years?
Yeah, 13 years, yeah.
So, and I mean, he's a man now.
Yeah.
You know, and you get to see how they change. Like now, he's like calling us coach, like in the message and everything. I'm like, man, just call me John, man. I mean, like, you know, you don't gotta call me coach anymore, you know. But
and he's a man
at the same
now,
time,
yeah
they feel that way, and there's several players from that first team, two in particular who I'm in contact with regularly, and it's so cool that like when I look at them, it always brings back that that's how I started my journey, and it was like organic, the relationship we built, and the parents we got along. You know, but now I can act as I see the value of that. I can actively pursue that.
Yeah,
like when people come in, we're totally open to meeting new. We love meeting new people. That's the good thing about you and I, that we love meeting new people. We love meeting parents, and like we want them to be excited about what's happening in the gym and what their kids are doing. You know, so you know, not every kid stays in jiu-jitsu, and that's fine too, but you know, there's definitely a philosophy and values that we do have that we want to share with other parents as well as the children. And so, I mean, to me, it's just really rewarding to see kids grow and to see the parents happy about the progress of their kid, the maturity of their kid, you know.
Yeah.
I like it. It's fun.
Yeah, it's really fulfilling, man. When you can see the arc of their improvement, man, it's really what do you call it? what do you call this? It's like the best reward that I can get. Yeah. So we can, I can see their improvement. That's, it's awesome. Yeah.
Well, and it's also taught me a lot about parenting.
Yeah.
You know, that sometimes, well, I need to give more room for my own kids to grow. The same room that I give the other kids.
Yeah.
You know, but the good thing about it is when I find that I fail in that, like fail towards my own kid, where like I expect him to do like an armbar properly, and I'm like, come on, man, we've been doing this since you were a little kid, you know? Yeah. That because I love being a dad so much, I have a good relationship with him. So that on the way home, I can be like, hey, listen, you know, hey, I'm sorry, like I, you know, yelled at you about that, but this is why. And hey, you know, if you, anytime you feel like, you know, you don't want me to do that, you let me know. You know, I tell Judah, like, it is his practices in basketball. I'm like, hey, if you don't want me to come, you know, I won't come. But if you want me to come, like, it doesn't matter to me. You know, like, I will let you do your thing, you know. But if he says, no, Dad, I want you to be there, and so you, and I go. And then I also tell him, like, hey, listen, do you want me to tell you what I see you doing wrong? Or do you want me to just be quiet and not let you do it? Just let you do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd say 99% of the time he says, you know, yeah, no, tell me.
But it's cool, man. You kind of like, it's, they feel that they have like a little bit of a say of what they, you don't want to be the overbearing. You don't want to be the, hey, just follow what I do or just do what I say. That's it. No questions asked. So it's probably it works because like, hey, remember like the old school way, that's it. When your parents, probably in my grandparents' time, when they say, this is it, that's it.
My way or the highway?
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, but it's, and like we said before, it's, the kids are different. So you kind of, the kids will react differently to, like the way, how do you approach them? So,
yeah, I definitely believe that, and the more we go around with like other kids, the more that we keep encountering and teaching and coaching different kinds of kids, I mean, the more we figure out like what are the similarities and the common ground, so that, you know, like, what's every kid respond to?
Yeah.
I know what this kind of kid might respond to.
Yeah.
And I know what every kid is going to respond
to. And sometimes you and I are like, he likes you better. So you gotta,
So
we kind of, this guy likes me a little bit more. So I will be the one who's like trying to calm down or like tell, coach him a little bit. So it's like, it's a good, it's not always perfect, but We always try. We're always like improving. We're always trying to figure stuff out.
I think when I was before I started coaching, or like, you know, before you put yourself out there to share something that you have or that you like or that you're passionate about, a lot of times you're afraid like, well, I don't know everything about it yet.
Yeah.
So like, am I ready to share it if I don't know everything about it, you know?
You feel a little bit inadequate at first.
Right. Whereas like, the reality is I can only give you what I am right now.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey man, this is the level of podcast you're going to get. Hopefully like, you know, 10 podcasts from now, we're better, you know? I'm not saying, or like so much, you know? But, you know, the thing is I don't want to not share.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want that feeling of inadequacy to stop me from sharing it. Because the only way I will become more competent is if I keep sharing it. Yeah. That's how I feel like, hey man, we got good days in coaching and bad days in coaching. Like there's days when it's like, man, I couldn't handle this class.
Yeah.
Like they were too crazy, or like, especially with the little kids.
Yeah.
And like, man, I didn't have enough games planned because these guys, it was a game day.
Yeah.
They weren't ready to do technique day today. Yeah. You know, there's some days it's game day.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta be flexible. You gotta, you gotta be, go with the flow. So, but like you said, there's one like philosophy that we always drive, like never let fear like stop you from doing anything. This 100%. Is one of the best.
Nothing to lose.
Yeah, like when I go with like when we go, I would go with you in Room Blonde to see those kids playing basketball. Even the scholars that you like, the way they deal with other people is like they're never like shy, never afraid of trying something new. So it's like it's inspiring to me to like kind of I personally want to do. Like this like podcast is like a little bit of a, it's like a, I don't want to
put yourself out there.
Yeah, but hey, I don't want to be the guy who's telling people, oh, just do something new, do something hard. And then me personally, I'm not doing it because I'm afraid of putting myself out there and stuff like that. So, but this is like an exercise. Everything that I wanna improve still. I wanna do like the stuff that's kind of interests me. And then before I was sometimes I'm afraid of doing something like you said, something new and stuff. The more I mature enough a little bit, and then I kind of like get past that. So.
I was just thinking while you were talking that I think that's a great thing to model to our kids.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, it's our personal philosophy about, you know, challenging ourselves, you know. Mm. I mean, I think if you do jiu-jitsu, like, I mean, and you stick around, I mean, that's inside you. You're challenging yourself. You're putting yourself, like, literally in uncomfortable positions, you know. And but that when your kids see it modeled to them that, hey, if they want to pursue something, it's okay to try.
Yeah.
And it's okay to
fail. Yeah.
It's okay to not be where you want to be, and you can still continue to get better.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that was modeled to me, man. You know, my parents, I guess I just always thought of them as successful.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought that, like, they was working hard and getting better at stuff, and you know what I mean? You don't always have that perception, you know? And so my culture and my family was, we didn't really talk about those kind of things. Like, you know, I say stuff to Judah like, oh man, you know, so-and-so, like, yeah, Coach Jojo, he, you know, he's way better at this position than I am, and he always gets me here, but look, that's why I'm trying to get better. So I go and I ask him to show me. I don't just, you know, not say anything, or I ask him to put me in this position. You know, I try to let him know my process.
Yeah.
You know, even if whether he understands it or not.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't think my dad ever, like, he was just like, dude, study hard, guy.
That's it.
You know, yeah, I mean, like,
dinner table,
you know,
that's that, it.
Or my mom's like, hey, what's wrong? You know.
Well, I guess it's the generation. I think. I don't know really, but. For me, also, it's the same. It's the same kind of thing. My mom, we talk a lot, but my dad is like a little bit reserved. So, so you only get to talk to him if it's
seriously.
Yeah, serious. Yeah, but not as a friend. Not as a friend.
Yeah.
You know, it's like until when I got older, that's where like we're close now. We're like drinking together or watching TV together, like. Talking like just regular, but when I was a young guy, up to high school, there's no like really like a friend, isn't it?
I think, well, like you said, like you can drink together and things like that. I mean, for me, my dad doesn't drink, so we drink together, but until we had like. Like, we always talked about sports.
Oh, yeah, so you have a common.
We had, that was the, like, thing that we had in common.
Yeah, like, we have the same thing also. It's like a basketball.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. But until I was an adult and we had more things in common, like we could talk about politics.
Yeah.
We could talk about, like,
oh, yeah.
You know, religion or something like that. It, until that time, it was just like, unless my dad was making a joke or talking about sports, we ain't much we can talk about. You know, he didn't tell me about girls. He didn't give me the sex talk or nothing like that.
Yeah,
you know, so that was not in our family culture.
Yeah.
You know, but I believe he wanted it to be. Because he, remember, I don't know if I shared this with you before, but like when I was 18, he wrote me this letter. Like, you know, my dad's kind of like a romantic where like he does stuff like that. And,
but that's cool, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, pick his brain.
I mean, yeah, I can see. That's the great thing is like, it's never too late.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing and so we do talk a lot about stuff now. Now we have, you know, some projects we work on together, and so it's fun. It's a you know, but I've totally seen our interaction change. But I also believe that our interaction could have been much different and better for both of us when we were younger.
Yeah,
so I don't know how that works, but like I want to try to do that with my sons too. You know, so I don't know, you know, but I definitely think that this experience of coaching my own kids and coaching other kids has been very helpful in learning how to connect to my own kids.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because like you have more things you have a lot more things to talk about because because you can see these other kids. Oh, this is how this is what they're into now.
Yeah.
And then I ask my kid, oh yeah, you have this. Then now we can talk a little bit more. We can share the stories. Oh, I have this student. He has this story and stuff. And then I kind of... So we have a little bit... Right. Yeah, so now the things that they're into, they feel like I'm into their...
Like you know about it.
I know that. I know that song. I know that.
Yeah.
So it's like... Yeah. And then it's pretty cool to them. Like they kind of like... They're more... they can interact more.
Right.
A little... So because... It's you're dealing with kids every day, so I guess that helps.
Yeah, it's I've enjoyed, you know, doing the jiu-jitsu you know, teaching the different kinds of kids that we have.
Yeah.
I've also enjoyed doing like, you know, basketball at like the high school level, but also even now that we started the PE class, that beginner level, where it's like I treat them more like I treat like the jiu-jitsu class. Yeah. Like,
but
you know.
It's so rewarding though when they started the first day until the last day of the first.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Wow, man. But the improvement that one kid did, oh man, it's like super rewarding.
And I mean that the whole thing where
from
like
zero, nothing.
And he learned how to tie his shoes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean you see what I'm saying? Like how can you not be happy about that? And I love celebrating that. I love celebrating that in front of the other kids.
Yeah. And like, he called him out.
Yeah, man.
This guy's the most improved. And then now he learned to tie his shoes, finally.
Yeah.
Or even push-ups.
Push-ups, man, come on, you know. That's
So
you gotta learn how to do push-ups and tie your shoes. That's like a minimum. Come on, man.
But it's awesome though when they first started, and then the last day. How many sessions did we did? It's not a lot, right?
Yeah, well, semester once a week.
One semester. Yeah. But they loved it, man. It's a little bit challenging for us because we didn't expect. We kind of like have a little bit of expectation of what we, until we saw them, and then, oh, this is the, all right, we're going to change a little bit. So you're super good at that. Would you want to change gears a little bit?
Yeah.
You don't want to be super aggressive.
Really. Yeah.
So, but that helped a lot.
Yeah, it's fun to like try to, not improvise, but to be flexible.
Yeah, flexible.
Like, okay, because my goal is not that you do it my way. My goal is that, like, my goal is not that you follow my lesson plan. My goal is that, hey, if you can't learn a dribble with this drill, let's break it down even smaller, know? Because our heart is just that they would, like, fall in love with the game and you know, just improve.
Yeah, man. But that's the beauty of it. Like I learned a lot from that experience because you have to have a backup plan. You have to have like a what should I do now? No, I don't know.
It didn't work. It didn't work. We can't do this drill. We're not so physically or skill-wise, we can't do this drill that I planned.
Yeah, you know? So it's like you're gonna be. Yeah. But it's a good experience.
Yeah.
And at the end, a lot of fun. So that's the.
Yeah, at the end of the day, if we had fun, we can always be happy about that. You know, but yeah, hey, we're hitting our 45-minute mark, and you know, we're trying to keep it, especially in these earlier times of our beginning experimentation into the podcast. We don't want to keep it too long, and you know, but man, this was fun, and if you listen to this, I hope that you can catch our passion just for, you know, sharing the sports, the philosophy, the values that Jojo and I have with your kids and, you know, with you. So, you know, let us know some of the other things that you might want to talk about or hear us talk about. Otherwise, you know, you'll get more of we've got some movie subjects coming out that we loved when we were kids.
And our special guest is going to come back.
Yeah, we have special guests. We got other, what we call BC Papas coming out. And then at one point we'll have the BC Mamas out here too.
Yeah.
And so they can probably refute everything that we're saying. That like, we're, you know, a bunch of big liars and we're mean to our kids all the time. So thanks for listening and we'll catch you on the next podcast. This podcast is sponsored by BC Marshall Studio. At BC Marshall, at Bacolod City, we specialize in children's and beginners jiu-jitsu. We have classes for 4 to 6-year-olds. We call that the zoo. And we have the morals that is 7 to 12-year-olds and teens and adults beginners fundamental classes as well. If you'd like to take a class, if you'd like your child to take a class, give us a call at 0915-243-0767. We're at the STC building right outside of the back gate to Capitolville, the Lacson Street entrance.